Hi, everybody. Here we are again, and today is our wonderful program, which is Wednesday on Station 1. And the day today is August 5th, 2015. So we'll clear the day for everybody. So we'll clear the August 15th, 2015. Here we go. So releasing these energies. One, two, three, four, and five. And I will work with everybody personally here. So if you had a situation that you're dealing with that wasn't too good, normally physical pain or an emotional upset or something, think of that right now, or maybe body location. And we're going to release the energy. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll energize the light beings now. So bring up your light beam pictures on your monitor screen. And if you're new, just go to creationlightship.com. They're right there. You can go to the home page. And or just click on the BBS site. It'll be there also. So here we go. Energizing the light beams. One, two, three, four, and five. Okie dokie, everyone. So I'll turn it over to Ann. So how are you doing, Ann, today?
Terrific. Thank you, Ron. And welcome, everybody, to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron mentioned that he has a website. Just so everyone's clear, it's creationlightship.com. Also, we have an email account, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I have that open right now if you'd like to send in an email to be read on the air. We also have a chat page, and you just click on, I think it says Fast Chat or Chat Box or something on the BBS page, and you can also send us a message while the show is on. And thank you for clearing the date, Ron, and activating the light beings for us. Everyone always, I know, feels a lovely, peaceful energy when you do that. How do we all seem to you, your audience? Are we in the now? On the CLS Now timeline of light?
Yeah, it feels like it, yeah. So everybody just feel pretty good right now. So did not been on the right timeline earlier, but right now you all feel pretty good.
Oh, good.
So, in fact, what we'll do, I'm just going to show you what the difference is. You're all in the now right now. You can do your finger exercise, and your finger should be pointing straight up, one of your index fingers in front of you. Have your body move your hand around with your arm naturally, and it should be directly in front of you, you know, 10 inches out or so, pointing up. So here we go. I'm going to bring you back in time, so I can do that easily. Going into the future is much more difficult because it's not created yet. It is created in darkness. Darkness does have future timelines. But in the now, where we work, is done. But I can take you back into the darkness energies on a timeline. So I want you just to kind of picture, or not picture, but look at something in front of you. Maybe you're looking out your window, seeing some trees. Maybe, you know, you're in your office, your bedroom, or something, someplace. So just look at the wall in front of you. I'm going to bring you back to 10 a.m. your time. And just see if the room changes. So this will be a little interesting thing because you may not have been in your room at 10 a.m. We'll bring you back to that timeline. Well, let's start over again. Let's bring you back into your room, that what you were in when you started this program, or sometime prior, because remember, room may not have been created at 10 a.m. because nobody's there to look at it. I got to rephrase that here. It may not have even existed. So, remember, it takes somebody with consciousness to be in that room to have it materialize. So let's take you back maybe a half an hour ago. Maybe you're in your room where you are now, getting ready for the program tonight. So I'm going to bring you back at that time. So you have to pick the time that you came into your room. Now focus on a wall, maybe you have a dresser there, maybe you have some plants or whatever is in your room. I'm going to take you back to that timeline. and we'll see if the room changed for you. So here we go. When back, I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. And now you're back in the past. Did the room's energy change? Did it get like a different color on the walls? Did anything wiggle? I'll move you now 5 minutes forward from that, and now watch the room. Watch, remember, you know, watch just one particular item or something that's in front of you. So here we go. Just focus on something. 5 minutes now from that point on a timeline, and we'll see how the room changes. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five. There. Oh, did anything change form? Did it move over slightly, maybe eighth of an inch? Did something get taller or shorter? We'll see what comments we have. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, I was looking at a bush that's outside of my front window, and it did seem to get darker and then lighter again. And I don't think the sun changed. The sun is on it, and I see the shadows, so that was very interesting. Thank you. We know we want to be here now, only in the here and now.
Yep, that's
so
correct.
We'll see if people write in about that. I think sometimes there's a little bit of a delay, and, of course, people have to write. Okay. Somebody is asking, just sent in this question. It's a little bit related in a way, an object. I see the object activation clearing on the Creation Lightship website. Wasn't there an object clearing too? I want to clear the energies off my cell phone. Please let me know. So I think that really he's referring to the same clearing. I guess it's confusing on the surface, Ron, because you activate an item to an energy, but first it's cleared of its old energies, right?
Yeah, you'd have to clear it. It has to be cleared first, and then it gets neutralized into peace energy.
Right.
So whatever you bring into that clearing is going to typically have peace energy brought into it. That's what it's for. Some people have requested that they maybe have maybe a little more life force energy for themselves or something. That could be done that way, too. But normally, when you do an object clearing, an object activation, it's going to just have peace energy in it to help you out.
Well, Ron, it does have a list of things you can choose that you want something activated for. So, for instance, this listener wants to activate his cell phone, or he wants to rather clear his cell phone, which is a great idea, by the way. So what will happen is you'll clear it, and then you can activate it, and you have a choice on there, Ron, of different things you can activate it for, like peace, as you said. I think there's prosperity. There's a lot of different things on there. So it's sort of a two-in-one. It first clears it and brings it back to neutral or peace, and then you can sort of put an energy into it.
Yeah, it has to go that way first, yeah, because you can't add something to the darkness. So you need to go in there and clear it out first. And that happens when you do the clearing. And then what it would do is bring you into the consciousness of what you're asking for, okay? So it's sort of like, in a sense, like your psychic billboard. We'll give you energies that will bring you into that consciousness that could help you. And it's then from there, I would say, how many clearings have you had to hold that consciousness? Oh, you might be able to hold it for five seconds maybe, 5 minutes, 5 hours, you know, 5 days. It depends, you know, how people can take you off of that particular consciousness. And you could use the word timeline, but it's not the right word to use. But you could be changing your reality or something that you would like to manifest. I will say that it is maybe prosperity, abundance, or money that you want in your life or something. So you would need to come into oneness with that. So that's why you want to change your consciousness to become that reality. If you cannot become that reality and own that reality, eat and breathe that reality, then you're not there. Not going to be able to hold that manifestation. You might be able to hold it for a little bit. So it's kind of like, you know, having the little dog running with the hot dog, you know, I just be in front of his nose, you know, and he can never get it, but he's running like crazy after it, you know. The whole thing is, where is your consciousness? What are you holding? What's your belief? Is your belief, you know, tied into, you know, 40 years of not having something? So that's where you are. You got to clear that 40 years out of you in order to change your belief of something else. Just think of that old scenario where they have, and they used to train the elephants for the circus. Maybe they still train them overseas, but, you know, we're looking more like, you know, step back in maybe, you know, the 20s and 30s when they had the traveling circuses going from town to town. They would have the elephants, and they'd tie them up initially to train them, I guess, onto a pole, put a chain on them, or maybe a rope, hopefully it's a rope. And the elephant would just strictly, you know, want to leave, but it would keep, after it found out that it couldn't leave, it would walk in circles. And then it got trained, and then when it saw the pole probably again, then they would just take the rope off, and it would still walk in circles, knowing that it couldn't leave that area. So that was its program, its training. So are you walking in circles, looking for something outside of that circle, outside of that box? And then maybe the dark side puts you into the Earth grid line. You can't get out of your box. You're still walking in circles with an old belief system controlled by something else, some alien, something, some program. Back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you, Ron. I was wondering, someone actually wrote in last week, and we didn't get to their request, that they have a new laptop, and could we have a sample clearing for that? So I was wondering if perhaps we could do a clearing or put peace into whatever device we're listening to the show on or something. Could we do that? Ron, are you there?
Yeah, let's bring that into the now, I think. That'd be the best thing to do.
Okay.
Whatever you have that Great. You want to bring into the now, which will be peace energy, we'll do that for you. So maybe we'll give them people maybe half a minute to get whatever they have, you know, to be peaceful. Maybe they're having troubles working their TV remote control or something, you know. Not responding properly because it's full of programs that they can't physically see attached to it. Because the aliens went, well, you know, we're going to make this button not work any longer. The person gets frustrated, you know, especially the volume button. Oh, or something. So anyway, we'll give you a half a minute. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks. I thought I will, I want to talk about all the new healings you've given us recently. Right before the show, I checked on the free sample healings on your website. And if you're unfamiliar with it, to the left, you'll see a drop-down box called Free Sample Healings. And there are 16 of them, Ron, so thank you for that. And the newest three are the, I'm getting confused here, Green Mist, Alien Green Mist, Alien Green Fog, both of which, of course, we're getting rid of, and the Blue Death Ray. I believe you called it Green Mist, Green Goo, or Mist Goo or something. So I think people are feeling that very powerfully, Ron. Someone wrote in, these new clearings are superb. I notice their effects truly, largely in my consciousness. Truly wonderful. Thank you. And I feel like they are, you know, very, very powerful as well. Somebody else wrote in, it's quite a long email, but thank you for all the new clearings. Thank you for you and the light beings being with me throughout my life and helping me so much. She's really getting a lot out of the black mist, the blue mist, and the green mist. and an interesting thing happened, and this is what I feel is happening even for you, like how you're able to help us. It's like the onion is getting peeled away. So this listener said that since they were running the black mist, they really saw and felt like they were being attacked by aliens so clearly. Like their skin got cold and they saw something over them, and yeah, I don't want to read all these details, but they were running the green mist, paused it, and put on the blue death ray immediately as soon as they saw what was happening and got that cleared out. And so basically what she's saying is because of the green mist and black mist being cleared somewhat, she was able to clearly see what the aliens are trying to do to her. And then she put on the blue death ray clearing, and she got rid of it.
Good. That's very good. Yeah, you don't know what you don't know. So, yeah, that's great. Being able to see how you're being affected by them. Oh, yeah.
And it feels to me like...
they should have their little thing that they want to have brought back into peace, whatever that would be. Here we go. One, up to five to clear it. Two, three, four, and five. There we go. So that should help you out. With your computer, that should be cleared now. Remember, it needs to be on this timeline. So if it's not on this timeline, then you may be looking for something that never happened, but you can see it from another timeline. So you want to have it in the now. And that gets kind of complicated. If you're not in the now, what are you looking at? Then when you're in the now, are you able to see into another timeline? Well, of course you are. For most people listening, they'd know that. They'd go, well, I don't know, I could see. Well, what about deja vu? What about when you dream or have, you know, doing something and you get a thought and all of a sudden you see mind pictures or something? Well, you're viewing other timelines. You are, in a sense, in more than one place at one time when that happens. Just having a bleed through of that. And are they stealing your energies from your deja vu experience or, you know, what you're looking at or seeing, you know? Of course they are. So you want to always stay in the now, not put your feelers out to go into the beyondo and will be replicated there in the beyondo according to your beliefs and your thoughts and maybe your hopes and wishes. Oh, that's the way it works. That's the way they control everybody. Don't know that you're controlled, then they have you even worse. Back to you.
Thank you, and we'd love to hear from anybody who noticed change or felt something when Ron did that sample on the devices. So thank you for that, Ron. And here's another testimonial for some of your free clearings. Hello, Ron. A couple of days ago, I became aware that there was a hurricane heading directly toward Hawaii. It is our hurricane season. Warnings and alerts were coming out of the islands. I put up the Earth Protect timeline crash for the Hawaiian Islands, the environmental imbalance timeline crash, and a timeline crash with the name of the hurricane in it. They've been running for a couple of days now. Today, all the warnings have been lifted. The hurricane has weakened to no longer be a hurricane and is heading north of the islands to the extent that we are hardly feeling anything other than big surf, which the surfers love. Oh, what a blessing it is to have the Creation Lightship healings.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's how you're able to take control of your reality. And to change things. So that's great. Remember, the Earth Spirit is also working with you because it doesn't want to have devastation. So you have to realize that it's always in the now, but it doesn't always know. By being in the now, it doesn't judge anything. So that energy is not really supposed to be here. You know, it could have been man-made. You know, a lot of the big governments, different countries have the technology you know, to use, I'll just use the word radionics. There's other words too, but to change and alter weather patterns. So I would imagine probably if it keeps going the way it is, maybe in 10 years, there'll be probably weather wars happening, you know. Some country may not want another country to do something or to survive, or maybe, anyway, I won't get too much into that, but I know that's, that happened. I did see something, I'll just pass this on. Who the person was, I have no clue. But somebody sent me an email in the last, I'll say, 5 years. Oh, it's probably maybe closer to 5 years ago, I'm guessing, but maybe 3 years ago. And anyway, the person was a from the South, and the person was a minister in a church, and somehow they got connected to somebody in government, really high up official energy, and somebody didn't like what this government was doing or something, but they passed on to the person aerial maps of different things happening. So I kind of went on the site to look at it, and the person knew, because they've been doing this research for quite a long time, but they could actually show where things were happening and where it came from, and they could actually show, you know, the weather changing instantly and sort of predict, you know, like hurricanes and tsunamis and different things like that, just the way the ocean was being bombarded with this energy. Now, I don't know if they were using satellites to do that or not, but, you know, there was all the triangulation of the different energies at a certain area making it to do something. So, you know, people out there might know about that, but, you know, I can't really bring it up. I just saw it, and they had real-time maps that the person, you could click on, and you could actually see what's happening. And they would describe what's going on. And sure enough, within a few days, they'd tell you exactly when it's going to hit, in a sense, within maybe hours. And sure enough, it would actually happen. So anyway, that's a weather-altering radionic that's here on this planet, brought to us by the aliens. Oh. Back to you.
So, Ron, you said that one word, radionics, and I don't know if there are other things, but should we be clearing those? Should we be putting that into the earth protection, clearing the environmental imbalance, and kind of alerting the light beings to know that those things are going on and maybe they can get rid of it?
Well, you have to actually know what it would be, okay? So you could try it. I don't know if it would be very successful, okay? You could try it, because you'd have to almost know. Let's just say that, for instance, country A, whatever that would be, okay, is using this alien technology that was brought to them. And we'll say that the city that it's in is a city wonderful, okay? And so they got this radionic machine in their city, wonderful, and they're transmitting a beam out that's going to hit an island, we'll say, which we'll just call Island Z. So now you have the information. Well, you could take that information now and use that and probably type that information, making it very simple, into that Earth Protect energy, and it could very well help out that way. You have to kind of know where it came from to, you know, from the past, because it is a past energy once you know about it. And it's going to make, you know, the law of cause and effect work. That's what the aliens gave us here, the law of cause and effect. And from there, what's going to happen? So you could probably do something like that to change the energy. Gray sky clearing sort of does that as you put it up, and you have a storm coming in your area, and you want to do timeline crashes too, but all of a sudden, the aliens will disappear from the gray skies. They get clouds again, or no clouds, because they left. And maybe they were going to bring over something around your location and cause problems. So that's another way to look at it. But, you know, you could try different things. There's been a lot of people that I've talked with in the past who've been very creative with their clearings. They figured out ways to use, you know, maybe, say, 3 to 6 clearings working together for one issue, and it seems to really help out as they started just figuring out things, trial and error, and they found out, oh, this really works good. I have this happening. I put these 2 clearings on, and it goes away. So, you know, everybody out there listening probably has their own little niche of clearings that they use. You may want to, you know, if you're out in the public a lot, you may want to do shrink wrapping that you can do yourself, but you may want to do a space clearing where you are, you know? So, you know, and that will follow you through your shopping. Not like in a shopping mall, you want to clear your space. So, anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, we have a very interesting message came in about the media and how you have mentioned several times or many times that, you know, the media can put out whatever information they want. And sorry, my computer just doesn't want to open that up. Okay. So they were kind of accidentally caught something on the news. They have a new laptop and they have to get the news option off of there. I know exactly what they mean by that. So they were the news was saying that there's a toxic thing in the Great Lakes, toxic chemicals in the Great Lakes. So she looked to see, well, what lake are they talking about? And they said Lake St. Clair in Michigan, which, of course, is not a Great Lake. And so something else came up to her attention about toxins being dumped into the environment back in the 80s, and actually someone she knew was affected by that, and it was very near her house. So her question is this something she could timeline crash? Is it a blessing that it's showing itself to me so I can clear it, or is this something that's over her head to clear? Should she just stay away from something big like that?
Well, I guess the first way to answer that is if you, you know, from hindsight, this is kind of what it is, you know. You just found out information about your past. So what can you do about that? That's what I think the question is. And will like a timeline crash help you? Yeah, you can go back to that timeline. Remember, the aliens gave you that timeline and put you on it. So if you're off the timeline, then more than likely, you know, I can't guarantee this at all, but it could help you so that it's not going to affect you too much. Now, naturally, you know, if you have, you know, 1 foot in the grave and the other one on a banana peel, and, you know, you're diagnosed something really awful, and, you know, that may not help you because you're already weakened your body temple, okay? But if you feel pretty healthy and they say, yeah, this is the stuff here, and life expectancy for people living there is like 20 years, and maybe you're in it 10 years already, then you go, well, I'm going to do some timeline crashes. I don't want this in my reality. Remember, the real you that comes here and visits this planet every 3 hours a month, we'll say, is probably perfect. All the rest of you that's here is being a human clone switched out every 10 minutes. So what does that mean to you? That means that you're running all of these timelines that the aliens want to put you onto, okay? So you're in a lot of different movie sets. Man, just think of that. You're in 6 different movie sets an hour. You have all these makeup artists on you, and then they have to fabricate all this stuff. Maybe they just buy it over again, the footage from another alien race, and copy and paste you into a room. But, you know, you're switched out every 10 minutes. So just think how many timelines that is. So if you have a problem, can you get rid of the problem by getting rid of the timeline? Well, you really didn't exist on it, okay? So this is going to sound kind of weird to some of the newbies, but you really probably didn't live your life yesterday. You're on timelines. The real you is somewhere else, and I have not been able to find where the real you is yet. But I can't bring you back here. So I'll do that right now for the people listening. This will only work right now on this program. So if you're listening on Wednesday night, this is going to be a treat for you. So I'll make you all human. Now, if you're a clone, you may not feel too much. You may want to do the clone to life, but this is for the human clones. Remember, they took you, and you're out somewhere else, but I can bring you back, and you might be able to hold that energy for a little bit here. A little bit meaning how you get upset, probably no more than a week. I'd say typically maybe 3 days. So here we go. And I'm going to take you, take the control off of the aliens that are replicating you every 10 minutes. Each time I count a number, they're releasing you, but they're handing the baton off, we'll say, your blueprint of you, your room, everything else around you, your senses, to another alien race, but they're not being able to replicate you. So when we get done, it's going to be the real you here. Now, in the process, they have to replicate you as I count, but they won't have control of you for the 10 minutes, maybe only 5 seconds. But they do have to make you so that you don't disappear, because they love you. So here we go. One, you may find yourself changing. You're going to feel probably warmer, may have clearer vision. And so I'll first do the first 10, and you're going to probably feel a change in your body, may even get warmer. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. There we go. Now we're going to continue on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 110. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 120. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 130. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 140. Some of you are really out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 150. Most of you have actually stopped being replicated, but I have to keep going for the one person that has not been. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 160. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 170. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 180. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 190. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 200. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 210. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 220. 1, 2, feeling better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 230. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 240. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there we go. 245 product. Coming in, everybody. I'll count to five, and you're going to feel your whole reality shift, and the room should look real. Here we go. Coming in, one, two, three, four, five, there. Well, if you look now, everything around you should look three-dimensional. Before, you didn't realize it, that it wasn't, but it had no depth of field. So you should feel things are three-dimensional. You should feel your skin glowing. I'd highly recommend going and looking at your face and maybe your body, you know, your hands, your arms, or whatever, you know, in a mirror. Check yourself out. And then if you see somebody in your household that wasn't listening, it did not work for them, you're going to look at them, and they're going to be a walking mannequin. They will be a human clone, maybe even a clone. So just check it out. If you had a pet or animal in the room, they were hearing me, and they became real also. We'll see what kind of comments we get. If you had flowers in your room and they were there, they got plants, they also became real. And you may want to smell them and watch them glow, because they will glow very nicely. So everybody who's on this call now, you're in a room on the real Earth. So back to you, Ann.
Thanks, Ron. And that won't work on an archive, is that correct?
Yes, it will not work on an archive.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, everything feels wonderful here, I can say. And somebody sent in a comment about from the beginning of the show when you put us on a different timeline and then back again. And this listener said, my picture on the wall offset by 18 inches. That's amazing.
Yeah, wow. So
that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's mind-bending. And, yeah, and then another listener wrote in, dear Ron, since I've been running the Black Mist and Green Mist clearings, I feel that the hologram is losing its power because twice I have caught the aliens not ready for me, once in my own kitchen where things weren't in their proper place.
Very good.
Yeah, I think that's, I'm kind of thrilled with that email because I feel that the Green Mist clearing and the Blue Death clearing and the Black Mist are really making changes on the planet, and I think that's a very interesting perception, if you will, that listener had, that they're seeing through the hologram more. Have you noticed any of that, Ron?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Uh-huh.
All right.
There's a lot that I have noticed, yeah.
Okay,
but
so you're...
I probably have seen more than maybe 1,000 lifetimes in lifetime here so far. So, yeah, I just seen too much. But, yeah.
Okay. That was really wonderful putting us, you know, making us all human like you do on in the workshops and stuff. Is there anything, I meant to ask this before, and now maybe you've kind of done that, but I was going to ask you, given the power of these new free healings, is there anything more as individuals we need to be doing, like, you know, the magnetic and twisted body or anything like that that needs to be kind of tightened up in our spiritual arsenal?
Yeah, well, I would assume, hopefully, that everybody listening has had their emotional clearing and their you know, mental body clearing. So these are both energetic bodies. So that'll give you the most benefit. And, you know, if you feel like you've had fear in your life, then also do the fear body. So get those three clearings under your belt. And then these free ones will definitely work more for you because, you know, it's sort of like trying to clean something off and, you know, with just, you know, a misting bottle or something, you know, mm-hmm. when a car wash, and it's not going to do much to the car because you don't have any horsepower to clean it off. You need to get this stuff out of you so you can sparkle and hold spirit energy. So you need to clean out your body temple in order to have these healings work more for you. It will work, but, you know, you may be doing a free clearing and it may be helping. You may be only getting 5% of what the clearing could offer you. But you're still gunked up. You know, you got to clean yourself out. The magnetic twisted body puts your energetic bodies into alignment. But if you haven't had a clearing, you probably wouldn't even maybe notice it that much. I think you probably would notice something, but you're still contaminated. You know, I personally wouldn't waste the time and energy to do that clearing unless you've had a few clearings under your belt because you need to have them into cleaned up so your spirit can connect with you. Otherwise, just by moving the body over to make it proper, if it's full of gunk, your spirit still is not going to be able to connect to it. So just a waste of time. But it could help you a little bit. You know, I wouldn't recommend it. You know, get a clearing, a whole lifetime clearing, and then your next one is half price. So, you know, get in there and do the clearing so that you're able to, you know, work on yourself. The whole thing is keeping your body temple clean and sacred, and you got to get rid of the aliens. Otherwise, they're going to be in there with their program. So you clean out the alien program that are running you on all your timelines. So like I said earlier, going back into your past, like the person was talking about lakes with some kind of contamination, well, you know, if you become real, then you're not there. You know, you were only there because you're on timeline. Were you real at that time? Maybe 3 hours you were, and that probably wouldn't affect you. But everything else that you're dealing with in this lifetime is because you are living a timeline life. You're living a false life created by aliens. You really weren't here. If you are here, like right now, you can look upon your past, and you may not even have much of remembrance because you're more in the now, and the now doesn't have any back history on it. Plus, you may have had a lot of your aches and pains leave you just by being present, because the real you probably is perfect. I can't say that 100%, but I'd say maybe 95% the real you is perfect. And the other part of you is on timelines, bringing forth your reality from the aliens on programs. So if you want to, people, that's what people live with here. They don't know about being in the present moment in peace. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. I sense it would be a good time for those of us who have, like, the emotional body clearing, for instance, to run it again whole for our whole lives, just to, you know, kind of redo it.
Well, if you've done that, you know, just do the unlimited version, and you should be using that every day or two.
Okay.
Takes a couple of minutes to do that clearing.
Right.
And be doing that emotional one. I tell people to do it 3 times a day. Get on the unlimited version. You don't have to do your whole life. Whole life is cleared out of the emotion. But if you're on a different timeline, then you may have a situation that could be a little different. May not be as strong, maybe a little stronger, could be less strong, but you know, you're still being created from that. Remember, your reality right now, or before we did this session today, your real reality is what your past was. That's your history. Well, in the now, there's no history. If you go back and you start clearing out timelines from your past, then I'm real, then the real you is there. You're not living a fabricated lifetime, and one that's controlled by aliens.
Right, so...
You can't go back and relive your past and eliminate your past. That's what the clearings do, is take the past away from you. You're reborn again of your spirit when you do the spirit infusion, or that's done automatically, really, after you complete all the healing sessions. But, aren't to be in the now. That's why when you do a whole lifetime clearing, it takes, basically, you clear 2 years every minute. So, you know, if you're 20 years of age, you have about a 10-minute clearing, and then you're done. There's your whole lifetime out, probably 95% of your stuff that you have, of the one that you're clearing. So if you're in fear, cleared out. If you're age 20, you know, in 10 minutes. Anxiety, 10 minutes, you know. Want to do the emotions and the mental body also, but, you know, it takes that away from you. And all of a sudden now, all that stuff that you lived is released. Then you find out what else you might need, you know, and you keep going until you go, wow, life is good. Past isn't quartered to me, connected to me. I'm not running all this energy. You still lived on the timeline. That's still there. But the energy that came up, putting you on the timeline, that energy is now released from you. Timeline, like if you're on a fear timeline, you are going to be dealing with the fear, a fear energy. But what else is on that timeline? More to it than fear. So, but you want to get rid of the fear. So all of a sudden you start feeling better. They're just not going to do something to you, like poking you with a stick or whatever, or whip or whatever, to give you fear. There's other things happening, because you are living a life just like you lived yesterday on planet Earth, okay? You're living a lifetime there. A whole physical 24-hour-a-day lifetime, okay, just like you're living here. You could have 1,000 of those. You don't know what you're doing on those timelines. Hopefully you're understanding what I'm talking about, everybody. Some people just may have a little hard time believing that they can be living a life somewhere else and not knowing about it. But, you know about deja vu. You know about your conscious dreaming, you know, or seeing something.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. We have a listener wrote in and said, "Thank you, Ron, for making us human and real again. Everything around me seems to be sharper and I strongly feel the three dimensions.
Great.
Yeah, and...
So everything should have its own quality now. So if you pick something up, let's just say that you have a glass of water next to you, or maybe you're in your bedroom, and maybe you're a woman, and you have some jewelry, and you have a bunch of shoes in your closet or something. Each individual item will feel different. Okay, now, when you're on the timelines, they may look kind of all similar to you, okay? And they're all going to look dead. So what you have now is stuff that is, you know, in peace energy, and it's separated from everything else. So you may be able to see the minute differences in everything that you're looking at. So it'd be interesting if anybody out there happens to maybe collect coins. Maybe they have a silver coin and a gold coin. It'd be interesting just to see. I know our show is coming to an end, you know, maybe in 5 or 6 minutes here, but it'd be interesting to see if they could really see if the gold and silver had a different quality. Because, you know, that's a precious metal. You know, that would be probably more common than some other things like platinum or something, but some people might collect coins and just kind of maybe pick them up and just see if they feel completely different, because they should, because it's a pure metal. For clothing and anything else, probably wouldn't be. Where that's, you know, that metal is going to be, we'll say, more in wholeness. It's probably, you know, that 99.999% of what it is. Oh, you might try that, everybody. So back to you if you have that around.
Okay, Ron, yeah. I would imagine if you have some real coins like that, you know, and then to actually clear them and activate them through Creation Lightship, that must be very, very powerful. Because I know all the money, and, you know, when we clear money or things like that and give it life force energy through Creation Lightship, it just feels like, it feels like $1 million. Okay. All right, Ron, so we are getting near to the end of the show, and we have quite a few things, actually, that I didn't get to. I'll just mention one thing before I think we'll have time for it. Someone is writing in that they are triggered by things like loud noises, sirens, people, it sounds like they maybe don't live in a very nice apartment building, and people bang on the walls and that kind of thing. What can a person do to protect themselves from that?
Well, I don't know if it's a protection. It sounds like to me they've been involved somehow in a past life, maybe, you know, in some type of war situation, okay? That's what I kind of pick up. So that means that you may want to maybe investigate our past wars. You could have entities coming into you, emotional bodies of relatives, you know, being freaked out. So you could have post-traumatic stress, okay? And that could be from an entity. So that's what I would say you're probably dealing with. And maybe the people that you're living with around you maybe could have the same thing possibly. And so they're just acting out a situation. So somebody who's really loud in the next apartment and they're raising their voice, well, possibly that they were bombed out and they're trying to ask for help, yelling and screaming, we'll say. Although now it's a different scenario. But back then, you know, they were asking for help, looking for loved ones or whatever. Maybe you were involved with bombs going off all around you. And that could be, you know, things that are happening as we speak today. If an entity popped in. So I guess, you know, why are you there? That's another question. Why, maybe the people that you're living with, maybe they all have entities. Maybe you took on some too, and they're all experiencing, I don't know, I'll just say like a Korean War or World War II or Afghanistan or something, one of those wars that we had. You know, and it's just kind of acting out, knowing that you need to clear it out of you. Although, you know, the people around you probably won't get cleared, which means you may want to move. that's maybe a gift to you. So you may want to look at that. But it felt like to me when you were first talking, loud noises and stuff and sirens, you're in, maybe a building location where there's bombs going off on the outside, and you're hearing people coming, fire trucks and things, with the sirens and everything else and the noise. So that's what I would say you're dealing with is a war situation that's real to you because you're living that timeline, not knowing it. They copy and paste from the past into your present.
Okay. Wow, Ron, that is going to be probably just so helpful to that listener. So please write into us again and let us know. We have a couple of minutes, Ron, by the way, because BBS said we started a couple of minutes late and we could have a couple of extra minutes.
I hear a siren.
Yeah.
That's around
Sorry.
You.
They're coming. That's my house.
There you go. That's,
hopefully we didn't attract that. But
siren. I mean,
as long as it passed, it kept going by. I keep thinking, oh, there goes the policeman. I keep thinking of I don't know if it was Monday or last weekend, that someone wrote in how powerful the mind-to-heart drop is, and that when they were in a very stressful situation, they did the mind-to-heart drop, and new information came to them, and they knew how to handle it. Like, in that moment, they felt smarter. And I think you probably just really helped that person out a lot. But maybe part of the key is to not be triggered by anything, is to just be in the now and be at peace in your heart and have your spirit in your body.
Yes, that's kind of a good validation, because they had to do that to get released from what was going on around them. That's how I would look at that.
Right.
They had a tool to get that release from that negative energy.
Yes.
If they would have had that mind to heart drop prior to the engagement, then maybe they could have responded differently, but at least they had the tool to get out of it.
Right.
And maybe it wouldn't even have happened, as you're in the moment, and the person would not really respond to you, I'm guessing here, because you are in the moment, because you're not emitting all of your stuff in your auric field, because you're in the moment.
Right.
Oh, another way of looking at it. Well, you
could
say, well, why did all this happen to me? Well, because your auric field is transmitting all this stuff around you, and of course it's drawing stuff to you, because that's what your auric field does.
Right.
So by being in the moment, that should drop away, and also, doing your psychic billboard can definitely help you too. But that's just an idea that everybody can kind of look at. Maybe relate to how they could use that for themselves. So it looks like our show is about coming to an end. Do you have anything? I know we have the conference calls this weekend.
Yes, on the 8th of August, that's this Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's the beginning of the monthly calls. It's for 4 hours. And then the 9th is the first of the 8-hour calls. And it's then three consecutive Sundays. Just waiting for the 9th, the 16th, and the 23rd. And you can join us for all of those or any one of them if you like. It's an opportunity to have a lot of healing time on Creation Lightship. So hopefully you can get on that. Just a quick thing, Ron, two things. Would that person benefit that wrote in about the triggers from a space clearing?
Possibly, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, that's a thought then. And the other thing I just wanted to say, at the end of every show, you do the mind-to-heart drop for us, and it's very helpful. But I hope that people, I don't always do it because sometimes I'm on a call, but to actually say it out loud with you, Ron, would be the most powerful thing to do to receive that. Am I right?
Yeah, possibly until you catch on how to do it, but we can do it right now.
Okay,
so
great.
So let's say out loud, I now command my spirit. And so I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. Very simple. And now we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Getting that. 10987654321 and 10987654321. Okay, everybody. And I just want to add one thing. So the people who are on, you know, the last month's conference calls, you're still in quarantine right now on the light ship. You've been on that ever since the call started, okay? So some people wondered about absentee. So everybody is absentee now and have been since our last 8-hour call. So you are on the light ship or in quarantine, not in the light ship for healing, but in quarantine, and they're still looking for the bits and pieces of you, and then you'll be taken off of that for the next call unless you sign up over again. So on Sunday when we start it, you will be off light ship, off the quarantine part of the light ship, we'll use that, okay? And if you get on the call again, then you'll be on it on the Saturday. So you're still in quarantine having work done, even though we haven't been on the call for a while. So anyway, blessings. Thank you, everybody. See you
later.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.